Yo, what's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show. We got something special today for all of you listeners and viewers. It's the first ever episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, a new concept here on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Content Network that is all about you, the audience. We've got so much momentum going with our content. So many people are sending in great questions and great information to the Sports Card Strategy Show that myself and the rest of my co-hosts here on the network really, really appreciate. And we want to get to everyone. So much so that we've added a second weekly show, and this is it, the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, where weekly on Thursdays, I will be hosting the show, and I will be letting you all, the audience, share with your fellow audience members some of your plays, some of your cards. Maybe it's some PC stuff. Maybe it's some flippable opportunities that you're in the middle of trying to make something happen, trying to make some profit in the hobby. Maybe you're flipping to fund your PC, or maybe you're just banking that cash to pay your bills or do something special for your family or loved ones. But I love to have you here with me on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. And I want to give some props to Graybo's Sports Cards. Of course, you know Graybo's Sports Cards is a hobby shop located in Richmond, Virginia. They opened in February 2023, just a couple months ago, owned by Duke Dodson, Ryan Fitz, and Gray Burnett. They all collected cards as kids, fell out of the hobby for a few years, got back into it, put their heads together, and decided to create the ultimate experience for sports cards collectors and investors in the Arts District of Richmond, Virginia. Graybo sells wax, raw singles, graded cards, and they run breaks every Tuesday night on Instagram Live. You can check out Graybo's at graybos.co or on IG at graybos_cards. Everybody, I also want to give a shout out to Bob's Card Market. It's an amazing Discord channel. I want you to go check out bobscardmarket.com. They've got a lot going on the Discord channel. You click the link to join the Discord. I'm there. Shoes is there. I think a bunch of other people from the audience are there. Rob Masora is there. He's a great wealth of knowledge. They run all kinds of games, really cool interactive stuff, breaks, razzes, progressives, all stuff that I didn't know about before I met Rob. Anyway, go check out Bob's Card Market, the Discord. We'd love to see you there. Speaking of Discords, real quick, Oh My Shoes, you're going to learn his name for the first time ever. He's a loyal audience member. Kendall and I talk about him just about every Monday. He is in the house. Good morning to Shoes. You are here. You and your sons are watching in the living room until they leave for school. That's amazing. Good work. Good morning to Chad Gill. We're going to see Shoes. We're going to see Chad Gill on this show. And we're going to see a bunch of other people that are audience members that have shared something with us. They're showing and they're telling. And for those of you catching this late, no worries. You can email me at paul@nooffseason.com. If you want to be part of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, any of you, whether you're watching live on the stream right now, whether you're watching later on YouTube, or whether you're listening on Apple and Spotify, we try to make this show interactive for everybody. Even if you're listening on Apple and Spotify and you don't see the cards that are being shown on the show and tell, we are telling about it. And I tried to make the audio good for you as well, listening on Apple and Spotify. So let me know how we're doing on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. And if you want to be part of it, I'm going to get you on the show. Everybody gets on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell at one point or another. We're going to get into some good stuff today. Up first is someone that I met at the Mint Collective. He and I are going to be kicking off a new hockey card strategy show together coming up later this month. We're going to do three shows over the summer prior to the start of the next NHL season. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about. His name is Cardboard Richard, and he is in Canada, and he's going to kick us off on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Cardboard Richard, what do you got for us?
Thank you for having me on. This is Cardboard Richard coming to you from all the way in Canada. I'm in my break room right now. want to share with you part of my collection. It's a hockey collection, given that I'm from Canada, right? So I'm going to start off with some 1910 cards. That's right, some vintage cards. I got these two more recently. PSA 2s. Both of them are Art Ross. This one is number 12 in the set, and this one is number 8 in the set. So 1910 cards are considered one of the first, or if not the first, hockey set ever produced. So that's your significance there. Art Ross is probably the most popular or most well-known individual in that first set. So he was a player, a coach, executive. You might have seen him on the Art Ross Trophy. So there's a trophy named after him as well. So pretty cool 1910 cards. I'm going to move on to something a lot more modern. So these are, well, this is from the 2014 set, Leon Draisaitl, the Cup set. So if you think of National Treasures, for example, this is very similar to that caliber. The most high-end type of hockey cards come from the Cup set. So I'm actually a breaker at Cardboard Box Breaks, and we've done well over 200 cases of the Cup, and most of the stuff you see back there is the Cup product from 1920. Leon Draisaitl, second best player on the Edmonton Oilers, but probably the second best player in my mind in the NHL right now with 50 goals, second in the lead for points. Fantastic player, undervalued player here, Leon Draisaitl, PSA 9. We've got a three-color patch, thick card. Happy with that. So, pop four card. There you go. That's part of my collection. Thanks again, Paul, for having me on.
All right, great work, Cardboard Richard. He breaks over at Cardboard Box Breaks, and it's cardboard.richard on Instagram. As I mentioned, he and I will be kicking off the Hockey Card Strategy Show here on the network later this month. Up next is Oh My Shoes. I know you guys have really, really been excited to learn this young man's first name, and I'm super happy to have him as part of our audience and now contributing some content as part of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Shoes, what do you got for us?
And welcome to this week's episode of Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. My name's Hunter, aka Oh My Shoes. I'm 30 years old, and I have three sons and a fiance that I collect sports cards with. Now, let's get into the case. In this household, we let ladies go first, and those ladies also call the hogs. These are my fiance's cards. So, first off, we have a Jalen Williams at a 249 Blue Prism, I believe. Got it for $10, and that was with shipping on eBay. We're huge hog fans, so pretty easy. This next guy, he is actually, I call him a sleeper, because he's really good, and he did really good in the NBA All-Star Games. Jose Alvarado rookie ticket auto. It's very, very beautiful. We got it for $15. These things average on eBay go for $45 to $60 raw. So got a very good price on that. Next up, we have some cards that my son and I have found. My son is a huge Chiefs fan. So when he saw this Travis Kelce card at a show for $10, I told him to offer the guy $4. The guy said $5, and that's where he wanted to be. And it's numbered out of 87, so it's a very nice card. This next card, he got at the same show. I know the guy's not really doing too hot right now, but LaMelo Ball, he kind of stays up there on the charts. He got this for a trade-up. Like, he had a Joe Burrow patch, and it wasn't even a real patch. Got this card. Did very well. Now I've saved the best for last. So this right here, I don't have this card yet, but this is a 1 out of 300 Pro Skateboarder Edition card that you can get, and that piece right there is actually a piece of the truck. I was the first person to actually buy this, and I might get the chance to get this one of one right here. So on April 20th, I will be doing a box opening video. Next, we have the man, Nikola Jokic. This is my all-time favorite basketball player. I'm probably going to win the MVP for the third time. Really, really happy that I found this card for the price that I did. 140, can't beat that. Last but not least, I have one of my favorite sleepers right now, Aaron Gordon. Nobody really talks about this guy, and but yet again, his defense is immaculate. He knows how to shoot the ball, and he can take the lane. Also, what really made this card cool, at a 249. Can't beat that. Got it for $25, free shipping. That's this week's episode of Sports Card Show and Tell. My name's Hunter. Thank you.
Great work, Hunter. Oh, my shoes is how he's referred to on the show, as that is his YouTube handle. Hunter bringing it strong with some skateboarding cards, basketball cards, and we heard from Cardboard Richard a minute ago bringing it strong with the hockey cards. I did not know anything about 1910 hockey cards. I did know about the cup, and then shoes bringing it strong with the skateboarding card. Love to see it. Up next is a strong, strong content creator that I've had the privilege of creating content with over the last year or so. And he is the football man. Nobody knows more about football cards than this guy. Andy Kaysen from Football Card Quest. Andy, what do you got for us, my man?
YouTube, Andy here with the Football Card Quest. You can find me on any social media platform at the Football Card Quest. We do all types of investing, collecting, flipping, talk, a lot of data analysis around player performance, player metrics to look at, and then what their cards and card values do. And it's not always about the rookie card, and that's what I'm here to talk to you guys about today. Here is a Press Pro Premium from 2021 Donruss, Patrick Mahomes with the COVID mask on. You guys would actually be surprised. Obviously, you know Patrick Mahomes is one of the primary faces of the NFL, especially now adding another Super Bowl ring to his case of trophies. But this card is nostalgic for several reasons. You have the gold shimmer on this card. It's from a specific Press Proof Premium set that was released exclusively with Target during the 2021 Donruss release. And this card is actually quite popular. It does have some nice color match, but it's really the COVID mask and the Press Proof Premium print on it is a little bit short print. And a lot of people look at these cards as being gold, even though a true gold is typically serial numbered out of 10 or 25, because the COVID time period has become a historic pandemic within our society, that a card like this does have some interesting collection value, and these sell from anywhere between $10 and $20. So if you can find this entry-level card in any of your dollar bins of local card shop or card shows, you find these ending for just a dollar or two on eBay or Beckett Marketplace, they're a great pickup and have the ability to flip from anywhere between $10 to $20 if you take good photos with like good lighting to showcase the gold press-proof premium foil finish on the top of this and highlight the corners and edges. And so that's what I want to share with you guys today. Of course, Patrick Mahomes is a early first-round fantasy target this upcoming season in 2023, and currently that average draft position in the early first round of Superflex fantasy leagues is a direct correlation in over to his rookie card values and his veteran card values, and any rare Patrick Mahomes cards are desirable, this one included. Just a great entry level target right now. Over now, peace,
Andy. Great work, man. Yeah, we love Andy Kaysen from the Football Card Quest. He is the man. Very interesting stuff with the Patrick Mahomes non-rookie card. I mean, it's just from a couple years ago, wearing the COVID mask. It's a gold press-proof premium out of Donruss. I didn't know that much about that Target release. Maybe some of you did. I think it's cool that Andy is kind of going into the non-rookie cards a little bit, as we typically don't do that, but some of them can be investable. Go deep on the football cards with Andy over at Football Card Quest. We love him. Welcome to everybody who's just tuning in. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, and it's all about you, the audience. So if you want to get in on this, if you want to be on a future episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, email me at paul@nooffseason.com. We've got guys like Alex Hammond in the house. What's up, Alex? Good to see you. Shoes is here. Chad's here. For those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, no worries. You can check this out at youtube.com/paulhickey. It'll also be at nooffseason.com. And hopefully, listening to this is just as solid as watching it on YouTube. Probably not, but hopefully there's some value in listening to this if you're out there like Farmer Joe out in the farm. All right, everybody. Up next is a guy that is bringing it strong. He is a new subscriber to nooffseason.com, new premium member, and he is making a lot of contributions to the Sports Card Strategy Show in the audience Q&A section. His name is Travis Elko. Travis has some cards that are hard to grade, according to Chad Gill. Travis, let's see it, man.
What's up, everyone? Here's a batch of cards I'm going to send off to be graded at PSA, hoping they bring back a good return. If anyone sees a flaw or something I missed, please point it out. It would be appreciated. It'll be my first batch sent off to PSA, so some of these I'm just going to do for a learning curve. This Jordan here, 89 hoops, looks centering, looks pretty good, maybe off just a little bit. Corners are strong, besides up here, it's got this little flare or nick. I don't know if there's something I can do beforehand or just, you know, hope and pray when I send it off. Here's the same card, looks to be in really good shape to me. The centering, I think, is nice. We'll see. If anybody disagrees, let me know. Next, we'll shift it to baseball. I got a small prize here, Nolan Ryan. It's a little off-centered. It brings in $50 at a PSA 10. Only $10 for a 9, so we're going to take a gamble on it. Next, I got a few big boys. Got the 89 flare, Randy Johnson. Marlboro is visible. I don't know if this is... I think it's a red tint. I really don't know enough to be able to look at it and point it out. So if anyone has input, let me know. It'd be great.
So I'm going to pause Travis real quick because I was not familiar with this card. I'm learning a lot from the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, by the way, with all of your submissions. I did not know about this red tint Marlboro visible sort of early unintentional variation, I believe, by Fleer. But the 1989 Randy Johnson Marlboro ad obscure red tint is kind of how it's listed sometimes on eBay. And there have been some sales of this card. There's one that sold on March 13th, 2023 for $75 raw. An SGC 9 sold for $20. A BGS 8.5 sold for $64. A bunch of other raw sales for around... anywhere from, say, $15 to $30. So, Travis, let's get back to you.
But that could be a big dollar card if it turns out. Next is Deion Sanders' rookie card. Pretty sharp-looking card. Bottom right corner, again, has a little fringe or flick there. Don't like it. Not sure if I can do anything about it, so if anyone knows, please do tell. And the last card, I didn't even put in a top loader because I was too scared. But we got the 89 Flair Jordan base card. Looks to be just a little off center, but as in the last video, or today's video, they mentioned that if it's anywhere close to send it, I think I'm going to. It does have this little red tint in the bottom right corner that was just kind of happened frequently for these cards. So, yeah, that's my submission for show and tell, and please give any feedback you may have. Thank you.
Yeah, if you guys want to comment on Travis's cards on the YouTube video here, that would be great. YouTube.com/Paul Hickey. Come check out the video for those of you listening on Apple and Spotify. Travis, good luck with your grading submission. They look like they were in good shape to me. Hopefully minimum 9, possible gem mint 10 on those Jordans. Very cool sharing the Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson. Up next, we've got Duke Dodson from Graybo's Cards in Richmond, Virginia. Duke has an interesting potential purchase here. And before we get to Duke, Shoes is chiming in with some tips for Travis. He says, take a microfiber and press down on the corner with it. Make sure you have something soft under the card, like a shop towel, auto detailing towel. He's saying that specifically on the Deion Sanders. So interesting tip there from Shoes. Appreciate that. All right, Duke Dodson, what do you got for us, man?
Hey guys, Duke Dodson here with Graybo Sports Cards in Richmond, Virginia. This is a card that a group of us are very close to purchasing. It's an 86 Fleer Jordan PSA 9. We saw this actual card at a show in at the Met Collective. It had a Mike Baker certified gold sticker on it, which basically means, for those that are not familiar with that, that it's in the top 5% of all PSA 9s. So it's like really close to a 10. So there are a few things you could do with this card. You could buy it and hold it with the sticker and just know that you're going to sell it one day at the top end of that range. You could try to get it regraded with PSA or another service. There's certainly a lot of risk in that. So my two questions for the group are, number one, with this gold sticker in place, what's the most you would pay for this card? And number two, what would you do with it? Would you try to get it regraded, try to get a 10 at PSA or elsewhere, or just keep it with the gold sticker intact? And for what it's worth, this is a 3 to 5 year hold for us, so it's not a quick flip. So thanks in advance for any thoughts or questions. Thanks, Bob.
Great stuff, Duke. Love it. Ziggy No in the house says, Richmond, Virginia area, very close by. Ziggy, do me a huge favor, man. Go into Graybo's and tell them that you heard about them from the Sports Card Strategy Show. That would be amazing for me and our business here at nooffseason.com. I would really appreciate it. I want to kind of answer Duke's question here. So I'm kind of curious too. I'm going to just quickly pull up sportscardinvestor.com. I'm not going to go into market movers, but if you do want to go into market movers, you could get your first month for only $1 if you use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. So let's check out this 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan that Duke from Graybo's was going to potentially purchase. It last sold in PSA 10 for $130,000. And let's take a look at this on the screen for those of you watching on YouTube. Last sold in PSA 10 for $130,000. In PSA 9, it sold for $19,000. So with this sticker that Duke is referencing in his video, you know, I'm not spending this amount of money on sports cards, but it sounds like Duke is going in on it with some of his business partners and or friends over at Graybo's, which is super cool. So if it's a 3 to 5 year hold for them, I mean, I may go a little bit above this, but not much. I think I would strongly consider sending it into, let's look at this actually. Let's look at this. So what does it sell for in an SGC 10? I'd be nervous about sending it to PSA. It sells for $66,000 in an SGC 10. Last sold. SGC 10 Pristine, there's no recent sales. So I'd be nervous about sending it in to PSA I definitely would not crack it out of the slab. Whatever you do, do not crack it out of the slab. Ziggy saying, thanks for chiming in here, Ziggy. I could use the help. So he says, as a seller, I push the gold sticker, but as a buyer, I don't care. That makes sense. Would you dare cross this over? I wouldn't. I would potentially send it into PSA for $50 with a minimum grade of a 9, right? Because then the worst case scenario is that it's a 9 again, and you spend $50 for them to look at it, which is not that big of a deal after you spend like $20,000+ on the card, I'm guessing. The highest I would probably pay for the card would be $25,000. I'd try to get it for 19, which is the last sale of a PSA 9. I would then send it into SGC in the holder and ask them to review it. To see if it gets an SGC 10, I would only have them put it in an SGC holder if it is going to be an SGC 10, because then all of a sudden it becomes a $66,000 card, which would be the play. I agree with Ziggy saying that it's the PSA is not giving out any more tens of this card in his opinion. I think that would be probably a waste of $50 and some time, but I do think that the SGC play would make sense because then you're tripling the value of the card if it gets an SGC 10. And I think it would only be like $30 to $50 at SGC to just get it back as a PSA 9 worst case scenario. Hopefully the worst case scenario is that you do hold it for 3 to 5 years and the value of this card does go back up. Thanks to Duke at Graybo's. Everybody go check out Graybo's in Richmond, Virginia, and tell them specifically that Paul Hickey sent you from the Sports Card Strategy Show. That would really, really help us out. Anyway, moving along, we've got another phenomenal new audience member named Scott, who has a great submission to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Scott, what do you got for us, man?
Guys, my name is Scott. I'm from New Jersey. I can be found on Instagram at GenerationWax1986. Thanks for giving me a moment to share some of my cards on the show. I'll start with my L of the week. This 2022 Topps Pro debut, Anthony Volpe, auto out of 150. Bought this in November, had it ready for opening day. Was able to sell it, but the buyer on eBay never paid. So for the whole opening week of the season, this card just sat there. Now I have it back up. Kind of curious what you guys would do. Would you try to sell it now? Get some of that, you know, first week of the season hype, or do I wait a little bit? I also have this Ja Morant, NBA Hoops Premium Stock, Green Prism, PSA 10. I know the NBA season is coming to an end. Is this the kind of card that I want to sell leading up to the playoff hype, or do I want to see how far the Grizzlies and Ja Morant go into the playoffs, barring any off-court excitement? I'm very into baseball, so I've got this Ellie De La Cruz PSA 10, Bowman First Mojo Refractor that I'm looking to sell as he gets closer to his debut in the middle of the season. I also picked up this 2018 Ronald Acuna Topps Chrome Refractor. I know his prices had been down over the winter. Injuries last year, he wasn't playing up to his typical self, and I see him as a potential 40-40, 50-50 guy. One of my favorite flips of the past year, I'm also a Star Wars fan, so when the Book of Boba was coming out, I bought a raw 1980 Topps Boba Fett rookie, sent it to SGC, was able to get an SGC 8. There weren't many of those at the time, so when the series started, I was able to sell that card for $320, and I was only into the card for $45, so I was very excited about that. Fast forward about 8 months later, I was looking at an auction on eBay, and this PSA 8 of the Boba Fett rookie was going, and I got it for $70 after all the shipping. So that was like a flip gone full circle to my PC, and I do use a lot of these cards to fund my PC. So that my kids can go to college. So thank you for the time. I really appreciate it, and keep up the great work with all the content you guys do.
Thanks, Scott. Good work. That's Generation Wax 1986 on Instagram. Check out Scott. Ziggy in the comments says he would hold Volpe for a Yankee playoff run. Same for the other baseball cards. Sell before the playoffs start. Interesting take there, Ziggy. You might be right. I would probably sell Volpe now because the April hype is unlike any other in terms of driving the baseball card market prices. You know, give or take a few different players that may absolutely light the world on fire throughout the season. When you have different player performance, maybe in baseball, it's a long streak, hitting streak, home run streak, things like that. You could definitely see a spike in card value that has happened. Personally, I like to go with the hype cycle sell of early on in the baseball season. We are still in that window. So I would go ahead and sell Volpe now if it's me. But Ziggy could be right on the holding until a Yankee playoff run. Ziggy also says Ja card is worth holding for a finals run. I would list it high on eBay now and look for offers over the playoffs. I do agree with that one. I think if you've held Ja this long, you probably should just hold him a little bit longer for a Grizzlies run. Hopefully the Grizzlies can make it far. Sorry, Shoes. I'm hoping for the Grizzlies over your Nuggets, man. I'm not sure that you sounded like a robot, though. Shoes says that the sons and wife said he sounded like a robot in his submission. I thought he had a phenomenal submission. Very, very impressed with your content creation abilities there, Shoes. One more thing on Scott's submission, the Ellie De La Cruz play. Well done on that. I think you're going to make some money on selling Ellie De La Cruz when he does get that call-up hype. For all of you out there, Ellie De La Cruz, hasn't been as liquid as you would think, mainly because people haven't wanted to sell his cards until he does get the call-up hype. So I think Scott's going to be in that ballpark as well. Chad Gill agrees and says, sell Volpe now and buy it back when he dips. I totally agree. That's a great call, Chad. I agree. Let us know what you think of the sports card strategy show and tell show so far. One other public service announcement here before we get to Gary from Hoops and Cards. He's up next. My main man, Gary from Hoops and Cards. He is a co-host with me on the Basketball Card Strategy Show. And the public service announcement is this. If you want to get on the Sports Card Strategy Show and tell, all you have to do is email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Another thing, this is a chance for guys like Ziggy to get on the Sports Card Strategy Show by just submitting a video. So Ziggy, calling out to you, my man. And I know a lot of you know and respect a lot of other content creators and influencers in the sports card space. If there's anyone that you admire, that you respect, or that you want to see on the Sports Card Strategy Show and tell, this is an opportunity for me to get them on without them having to spend a whole lot of time in coordinating schedules as a guest on the main show. So if you have anyone out there, whether it's somebody from Card Talk Pod, Sports Cards Nonsense, Sports Card Investor, Sports Cards Live, any of the other shows out there that I'm forgetting, if you want to see any of those guys on the Sports Card Strategy Show and tell, or if you want to shoot for the moon and try to get like an athlete on, bombard these people and let them know that they should come on the Sports Card Strategy Show and tell. And all they need to do to get this done is email me at paul@nooffseason.com. And of course, I'm going to get them on. All right, everybody, up next, my main man, one of my main peeps, Gary from Hoops and Cards. Gary, you look like you're at a game right now. What do you got for us, man?
Paul Strategy, Sports Card Strategy Show. This is Gary from Hoops and Cards. And you can find us on your podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts about basketball cards for collectors and investors. Guys, I have two cards I want to feature today. You can hit me up at Hoops and Cards or at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. This one first, the Lauri Markkanen that I picked up at Saturday's card show. Man, it fades in and out there. It's a Spectra Lauri Markkanen autograph card numbered to, I believe, 299. I feel like he's going to be a great bargain this offseason and love him as a player. He was kind of a throw-in on a bigger deal that I did for this card. Donovan Mitchell, absolute rookie autograph with a piece of the basketball in it. And this is both as a Cavs fan and an investor. I'm like, yeah, I need a Donovan Mitchell autograph. Yeah, I'll take one at these prices today. Not necessarily to flip in 2 weeks when they knock out the Knicks and take on the Bucks, but just to have as a awesome Cavaliers stud going forward for the next 3 years. So, Paul, thanks for all you do. Sports Card Strategy Show, you guys rock. This is Gary at Hoops and Cards signing out.
Gary, good work, man. We're going to have Gary on an episode of the Basketball Card Strategy Show coming up soon. It's NBA playoffs time, everybody. And even though we typically don't recommend buying NBA cards during the NBA playoffs, there may be some plays to be made. So we'll talk to Gary coming up soon on the nooffseason.com sports card content network, which is just a fancy way of me saying subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey and the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, but preferably Spotify and or Apple. All right, everybody, up next is a new contact of nooffseason.com. We found this website called Cardlines, cardlines.com. They got some great information over there. You guys know Cardlines? Check them out. This is Jesse from Cardlines. Jesse, thanks so much for this submission, man. What do you got for us today?
What's going on, guys? My name is Jesse Haynes. I'm a writer at cardlines.com, and I want to say a big thank you to No Offseason for having me on for this segment of Show and Tell. Now, the card I want to talk about today is not in my hand, it's in a vault, but it's special to me because it's a shared memory with a good friend of mine. I've collected my whole life, and over the last couple of years, I've had the opportunity to bring a friend of mine into the hobby. And we've done some unboxing, and one of the best cards is this number to 10 Prism Draft Picks Damar Hamlin rookie autograph. Now, Damar Hamlin is a 6th-round defensive back and doesn't have a lot of cards. And this number to 10 Prism Gold rookie autograph is one of his best. At the time it was unwrapped, it was before he made national headlines for his on-field scare. And you're always hoping for a Trevor Lawrence or a Mac Jones or something like that when you're unwrapping, not a defensive back. And then, almost ironically, just a short time later, Hamlin was making news for everything that happened on the field. And we found out just what kind of young, gritty man this is, and his determination, his love for the game, his love for the sport, and how much the community rallied around him was really welcoming to see. This card has been submitted to Arena Club, Derek Jeter's back startup that does a lot of grading. And while that Arena Club's not a household name yet, they have a lot of technology and a lot of great people behind it, so I think it could be at some point. But this gymmed out at Arena Club, and we're really looking forward to hopefully seeing Hamlin back on the field at some point. I know he's trying to return, and when he does, you can pencil him in to be the comeback player of the year. A lot of heart from this young man, and this is a very special card to me because, like I said, it's shared with a friend, and at the end of the day, the special memories is what makes this hobby so great. So it really is an important card to me. Thanks.
Jesse, you nailed it, man. Great submission to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Very multi-layered there. We have the bringing a new friend into the hobby. I think that is phenomenal. I mean, we all want to be doing that. Trying to bring friends into the hobby of mine that have been sports fans their entire life and collected as kids. Trying to get them into the hobby is awesome. Jesse, well done on getting new people into the hobby. Well done on, you know, sticking in there with a sixth round defensive back. I mean, I would have been disappointed as well after not getting those quarterbacks in that draft class. I don't think many people knew who DeMar Hamlin was before the scare. And, you know, thankfully he has fought his way back. Interesting call there you made too. That's another layer to it. Comeback player of the year. We'll see. That would be great to see him out on the field again next season. We'll see on that. And then lastly, Arena Club. We did have, as many of you may recall, some loyal audience members may recall, we did have somebody from Arena Club on our show to talk to Kendall and I a few months back. I did see Arena Club at Mint Collective. Mixed reviews overall on the interview that we had with the guy from Arena Club. But it does look like an intriguing platform. Great UI. Not sure on the grading scale, grading capability, and things like that. Definitely love to see new startups in the hobby. Would love for some of those new startups to help new startups like mine by sponsoring our content so that we can even more so help get the word out about the other new startups out there. All right, everybody. Thanks again to Jesse from Cardlines. We love Cardlines. We're starting to do a lot of work with them. Thanks for the submission, Jesse. Everybody go check out cardlines.com. Let me know what you think of their content. Okay, up next, this is a familiar name and face and voice now to all of you who have checked out recent episodes of the Sports Card Strategy Show. He helps you flip to fund your PC. It's none other than Chad Gill, the doctor of sports cards, according to Mr. Ryan Baruski. Chad, what do you got for us, man?
Today we are doing a couple minute show and tell video for the latest and greatest that Paul came up with. So what I'd like to do is, some of you may recognize me, my name is Chad Gill. I am on the Sports Card Strategy Show with the section that talks about how to fund your PC by flipping cards. So I thought it might be kind of fun in the show and tell to show you some of the cards that I've acquired in the last 6 months from the proceeds of what I do with flipping. These are cards that are in my personal collection that I'm not looking to flip. I flip cards so that I can acquire these cards. I've got maybe 15 or 20 I'm going to show off here. I'll go through quick, as Paul said, to keep it to 3 minutes or less. So here we go. First one. Got a Jordan Clarkson, rated rookie, PSA 10. Got a Brandon Ingram, Mosaic, rookie, PSA 10. These are all going to be PSA 10, so that's what I, with the late model cards, I always try to, modern cards, I try to go with nothing but PSA 10s. The older vintage stuff. I have some non-10s, but these are all going to be 10s. I have a Keldon Johnson Prism Rookie. It's got a sticker autograph, but it's an autographed Keldon Johnson. You've heard us talking about Tyrese Maxey an awful lot. Here's a Tyrese Maxey blue, red, purple. Here is a Jaylen Brown rookie mosaic. Anthony Edwards silver mosaic rookie. Kawhi Leonard prism rookie. Luka Doncic silver mosaic rookie. I like the mosaics if you're going to see a theme here. I've got a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander silver mosaic rookie. We've got a Kevin Durant Topps factory box set, the white border. We've got an Anthony Davis, the unibrow NBA hoops. Jimmy Butler, prism rookie. Darius Garland, silver prism rookie. This one here I picked up after listening to an episode of Paul and Gary talking last year. Another Jaylen Brown prism rookie. This one here is one that I posted in the Sports Card Strategy Show as a good buy. I went and picked up two of these. This is the Giannis NBA Hoops, but it's the red back version. These are very low population, and they don't sell for much more than the standard variation and much more rare. I've got a Ja Morant Fast Break. It's the photo variation layup rookie. I've got this year's possible MVP. This is the Joker. And then I've got some football. I like Ja'Marr Chase. I've got a Orange Disco Ja'Marr Chase. And then I've got Start of the Rainbow here, the mosaic. I've got the Orange Reactive, the Green Reactive, the Pink. I've got a Tua Hollow. Been focusing on the quarterbacks. I got a Joe Burrow Silver Prism Rookie, Justin Herbert Silver Prism Rookie, Amon Brown Silver Prism Rookie, a Jaylen Waddle Silver Prism Rookie, and then baseball, I've got a Jordan Lawler Rookie Auto waiting for him to get called up, and that'll be gone. A Brett Beatty Rookie Auto, that one too will get sold once he gets called up. Curtis Mead Rookie Auto. This one here I picked up before the World Classic. I don't have any good Ohtani, so I had to pick up a good Ohtani. There's a purple Topps Heritage Ohtani, and then my favorite pitcher, Jacob DeGrom. So if you want to see some of the cards that I'm selling, I do a lot of selling on eBay. It's UK_cats_1. And my store name is Chalks, Chalx Cards. That's an acronym for the first initial of my name as well as my four kids. We kind of do this together as a hobby. So hope you enjoyed my show and tell. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chad. Great work, man. Yeah, go check out Chad's eBay store. I think you can get there to the eBay store just by going to ebay.com, and then I think it's /USR and then slash the name of his store, which would be Chalx Cards. And then the other handle he threw out there after USR slash, so ebay.com/USR/UK_cats_1, I think is what he threw out there. But you need to go back. You need to rewind this right now and go back and watch and or listen to all of the PSA 10s that Chad just showed us and talked about, because Chad's the kind of person that you should listen to what he says, but you should also watch what he's doing. He's going to make some money on that Brett Beatty card. He's going to make some money on that Jordan Lawler and some of the other cards that he threw out there. So great work out of Chad. That was a very valuable submission to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Okay, up next, this is our last submission of the day. It's a little low volume because, you know, our guy here, Connor Doherty, who put together a investing in sports cards ebook, which I believe is out now. You can go to his Instagram and DM about this. Young Guns Hockey Cards 93 is his Instagram handle. So check out Young Guns Hockey Card, Young Guns Hockey Cards 93. Follow him on Instagram. Check out his ebook, Investing in Sports Cards. I'm in it. A bunch of other people in the hobby that are way better than me are in it. So you need to go check it out and support Connor. Connor was at his other job recording this, so the audio is a little bit low. Bear with us, but I think you'll recognize this from the Sports Card Strategy Show, Connor McDavid, potential BGS95 Kraken submit. Connor, show us, man.
Hey, everyone. Here's a short little video on what the boys are talking about with Kraken, the BGS9.5s, and subbing them to PSA. So right here, we have a Connor McDavid 9.5 with 10 centering, two 9.5s and a 9. And the price is $2,450. Now if we look at the last McDavid PSA 10, we're looking at $4,600, basically $50. So with that, we're looking at basically at a $2,000 profit after all the grading fees and shipping and all that. So there's a cool little play that the guys are talking about with Kraken BGS and something to PSA.
Yeah, so on the last episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show, we talked about that Connor McDavid play. Chad had a suggestion of submitting it to PSA in the holder with a minimum grade of a 9 because the floor on a 9 isn't that much lower than what you would pay for that card. Those prices were in Canadian dollars. You could do your own research on that play if you're interested in it. It is a little bit risky because the sales of PSA 9s are definitely fluctuating, whereas the sales of PSA 10s of that card are much, much higher and yield a huge profit. So it is a high risk. Well, I would say it's a high reward, slight risk play, depending on your risk tolerance. Check out Young Guns Hockey Cards 93. Support Connor Doherty. Connor, props to you, man, for doing that clearly in front of other people at your other job, trying to hide what you were doing. But hey, that's what many of us have to do in this hobby. We're very, very few of us can even sniff doing this as our only job, especially in this day and age when you know, the internet allows us to do many, many things all at one time. I think the world is supporting that kind of remote workplace these days. Thanks so much to Connor for your submission. Thanks to everybody for your submissions of the first ever episode of Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Hopefully this is a hit. Ziggy says he's going to share this on his daily show. Everybody go support Ziggy. Watch his daily show. But Ziggy, we would love it if you could share this on your daily show. Tell your audience to email me at paul@nooffseason.com, reference that they came in from your show. I will definitely get them all on an upcoming episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Last note for today, shoes just absolutely stole my thunder of my W of the week next week when he says, anybody else hyped about the $16 modern bulk price PSA just dropped? Yes, I am hype about it. I am prepared to talk more about it on Monday's episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show. Everybody, thank you so much for your support, for watching, listening, supporting the Sports Card Strategy Show, nooffseason.com. We are here for you. I'm Paul Hickey. Everybody, thanks so much. Have a great day.